Start the net. Okay. Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more about SDF by directing your browser to sdf.org. I will pause now to allow you to disconnect if you do not want to stay for the net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control station today. My name is Wayne, and I am in Urbana, Illinois. My SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink conference. I would like to thank Michael, BE7KI, for allowing us to use this conference. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the NC to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Because we are meeting in an Echolink conference, I can make a note of the connected stations. Then I will call for additional check-ins from stations that do not appear on the connected list. After collecting all those check-ins, I will go down the list and everyone will have a chance to greet and make a comment or ask a question. So I'm going to run down the list of stations that I've noted here. I just saw a new one pop up there. Let me add that to the list here. And we've got quite a few tonight. I think we're going to set a new record here. So the stations that I have noted, KD9IFQ, Matthew, DK6BQQ, Reg, W7AW9, Phil, KF5AGU, Bob, KE8GRY, Eric, W0TTY, Stephen, WD4IFU, Lester, NB0X, Matthew, PU2TLU, Guillermo, KK6TJF, Shang Lin, KD5RYO, Christopher, and VA3, did I get that right, PYC? Doesn't seem to be on the list anymore there. Maybe gone. So anyway, if you did not hear your call sign, or if I got your call sign or name wrong, please come forward now so I can add you to the list. Okay, I see another call sign just popped up there, K5BOU, Ross. So I've added you to the list. Do we have anyone else? I'm not hearing anything, let's say Christopher, could you just pipe up and give me an audio sample so I know that my volume is not turned down?
Good evening, Net Control. This is KD5RYO.
Okay, thank you. And as a couple of new call signs popped up here, KN4BZR, Wally, K5BOU, Ross. I might have mentioned that already. KK6TND, Seth, I had to direct this because they're coming pretty fast and furious here. Right, okay, I think I've caught up. W2JLD, John? Right, so have I left anybody out? Okay, quite a list here. It was almost 20 call signs here. I think we may run late tonight. So, before we get started, we were talking before the net, and the last few weeks, it seems that when we've had some kind of topic for discussion, the net seems to be a little bit more lively. So, always trying to find something to talk about. And just before the net started, there was the question of who needs to ID and when, I guess, on Echolink. And I'm thinking that's a fuzzy area there. What actually is the purpose of identifying? Who cares, really? And what does it take to satisfy that whatever concern that is? And I'm thinking that in the case of the United States, it's the FCC. If they're picking up something on the RF that they don't like, they want to know who's doing it so they can come and tell them to stop. And I'm using a PC to connect to an Echolink node in British Columbia. So I'm thinking that if I'm saying something naughty or putting out bad signal, something like that, the FCC would want to contact the repeater owner and tell them, hey, make that guy shut up. It might help them to know who I am, but the real person that the FCC is going to be wanting to go after is the repeater operator. So anyway, your thoughts on the whole concept of identifying and what it's for and who should be doing it and when and so on. So I think that's our topic tonight. So let me go down the list here and call everyone in turn, let you greet the net, and if you have a comment about the topic, let us know. So I'm starting with KD, is that a 4 or a 9? It's KD9IPQ, Matthew.
KD9IPQ, Matthew, from Mount Vernon, Indiana. Hello, Nick.
Okay, hello, Matthew. I guess if you don't have a comment or traffic or whatever, perhaps if you wrap up your transmission with your call sign, that's one way of telling me that you're done, and I can move along to the next check-in. So let me go back real quick to Matthew and confirm that he doesn't have anything else he wants to say right now.
Sorry about that. No comment on the topic. KD9IPQ.
Okay, thank you, Matthew. Next we have BK6BQQ, Reg. Okay, I'm not hearing anything from Reg. He may be away from the radio. We'll come back again on the next round. Next, I have W7AWN, Phil.
AB9FJ, I'm not quite sure I got that correct. Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, Whiskey 7, Alpha Whiskey November. And the same rules apply here. If you're there's RF out there. I see a link. Seth, you got a link. So everybody, John, there's John right there, WTJLD. He has a link. Okay, we are being broadcasted, and we are being actually transmitted over the airways. So you have to identify yourself every 10 minutes and at the very end of your queue. So anyway, there you go. The same rules apply here, guys. I've been a radio operator since 1974, and so I've been around the block a few times, I guess. Anyway, John, good to see you in here. Good friend of mine, by the way. And thank you, everybody, for letting me get in here. It's 47 degrees in Lake Stevens, Washington, at the base of beautiful Mount Pilchuck here in Lake Stevens. And yeah, it's cloudy. Had a little bit of rain today, nothing major. And it was just a nice, quiet Sunday. just the way I like it. So, anyway, everybody have a wonderful evening. Thanks for my turn. W7AWN 73 is all.
Okay, thank you, Phil. And I don't know if we've talked before, but I just have another question here for you. Do you have an SDF username? Do you want to let us know?
AB9FJW7AWN. No, I do not have one. And I guess I'll have to go to the website to sign up for that. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. And it's not a requirement for checking in on the net. But it's just that if you go into the chat room and we all recognize each other, it just makes for a little bit easier recognition there. So no problem. Yes, go to the sdf.org website for information on signing up. It's free. So let me pass it back to you there real quick, Bill, for a final.
Very good, Wayne. Okay, well then I'll get over there and get that taken care of, and maybe I'll catch you guys in the chat room sometime. So anyway, I guess it's 73 is all. W7AW.
Okay, thank you, Phil. Next I have KF5MGU. I think that's an M. HGU, Hotel Golf Uniform. Bob, go ahead.
Okay, Matt, I have to agree with Phil, W7AWN, on his assessment of the situation as far as the link. If there is a link and there is a possibility, and sometimes you don't know, maybe they're on another conference server that's brought into you and they have a link into it. So you have to assume, if you can't identify all of the stations, that there may be an RF station in there, and that, as that case, to satisfy the rules of it, you test at least every 10 minutes, and at the end of your transmission. Of course, you may not always be through, but broadcasting at the end of your transmission does advise net control that you're through for the time being, and you can always come back and do it again. That's it. KF5HU. Enjoying the net. KF5HU. Back to you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Bob. And let me just say that I do agree that giving your call sign at the end of a transmission is a good way of saying, like, over, and that you do not have any additional traffic to relay. So it serves that purpose. And I'm just questioning the official purpose of it for the FCC. So lively discussion, that's good. So moving on, the next call sign on my list here is KE8GRY, Eric.
This is KE8GRY, Eric in Holland, Michigan. And an interesting bit about this, from my point of view, I took my technician test a year ago, and one of the things that they said is that you are responsible for what you say, not the repeater operator. So if the FCC wants to go after somebody for something said, it was who said it, not who transmitted it. So I think that's it. KE8GRY, back to Matt.
Okay, thank you, Eric. Well, you know, just to keep stirring the pot up here, the FCC is responsible for what goes out on the airwaves. And I guess they are also responsible to some extent for what goes on telephones. But when it comes down to regulating speech, you know, if I'm not actually putting my speech on the airwaves or over the, well, on the phone wires, I guess I'm doing that now with echoing. But I don't know, I'm just thinking that there's kind of mud in the water here. And we can talk this out and see if maybe we can clear it up a little bit. So thank you for your check-in. The next call sign I have here is W0TTY. Steven.
Hello to the net. This is Steven, W0TTY, Whiskey Zero Tango Tango Yankee in Seattle, Washington. My username is SMJ. And on this topic, I agree that we're not really putting our call sign out for the FCC, so to speak, although that is their requirement. The reason why they have that requirement is that other stations know who's transmitting. And giving your call at the end of your transmission is a great way to do that. I know people that use egg timers, so they make sure that they sign, especially if they're in a QSO. So they make sure they sign every 10 minutes. But it's mainly so that since we're transmitting and other stations we may not be talking to might just be getting in on those frequencies, we'll be able to identify the stations in the QSO. So that's my feeling about it. A lot of people say that we put our call out because the big bad FCC is listening and monitoring and regulating the airwaves. That's not it at all. I think it's for the benefit of everyone in participating in amateur radio. So this is Whiskey Zero, Tango Tango Yankee. Thank you, Wayne, for taking the net. And it's really great to see all of these stations checking in on the net.
Okay, thank you, Stephen. And yes, I mean, as a courtesy to the other people that you are in QSOs with, I agree. You know, identifying. I'm not trying to say stop identifying. I'm just trying to say the requirement to identify. What is that for, and what does it take to satisfy that? And if it's a matter of the FCC being able to track down like spurious emissions or obscenities or music or some other prohibited transmissions, that they'll have a name. Not as if they really need the name, because they have radio direction finding. They can find out who's doing it. But so anyway, I just thought this would be something interesting to talk about. Next on my list is WD4IFU, Lester.
Oh, good evening, Lester. Whiskey Delta 4, India Foxtrot Uniform. My SPF login is LCWII. No comment. Back to Ness.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Lester. Yeah. It's probably prudent not to get into a religious war, I guess. Thank you for checking in. Next, I have NB0X. I think I got that right, Matthew.
This is November Bravo Zero X-Ray, and I don't have any particular comment on the FCC notification or I think I just pretty much agree with everything that's been said. The main requirement for IDing, and just so that people know who is transmitting. But I just wanted to make one further comment in Echolink that we do need to always be aware that there is RF or potential for RF anytime we're on Echolink, and to treat it as if we're actually transmitting the RF. So certainly the IDing rules apply, but also even breaking for repeaters within every 2 minutes should be considered. Some repeaters will lock up or have issues if they aren't reset every couple of minutes. So just something else to be thinking of as we're on Echolink. So with that, this is NB0X, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Matthew. Next, I see PU2TLU, Guillermo in Brazil, I think.
Hi, net control and everybody here on the repeater. This is Guillermo, PU2TLU, or also Bill, to make it easier for some of you. Wayne pronounces that pretty good, so thumbs up for you for that. And Chris did the same thing so far, so that's great. Yes, I'm in São Paulo in Brazil, right? And I basically also agree with, by the way, my SDF number is G Primary. So I agree with everything that was said, right? So regulatory issues because of the RF and repeaters that are on the edges, right? So we are broadcasting, so everything applies that applies to somebody who is not using Echolink and working on a repeater. and also for the courtesy for everybody who is on the net or in a queue. So that all applies. But there's something else, and not being US-based, Echolink goes worldwide, as you just see, right? So there are other regulatory issues that are not FCC. FCC is only for the US, right? So each country has their own rules, right? And Echolink must comply with all of them. So being that 10 minutes ID or whatever it might be, right, Echolink has to comply with all of that. So it's a truly global network. So we don't have to forget that. So that may also come into play. So that's all I had to say. So back to unit control. This is PU2TLU.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo, and that's a good point. Are the rules in Brazil different from the ones in the United States? Do they want you to identify every 5 minutes? And if so, if I'm on a 10-minute schedule, am I violating the rules?
This is PU2TLU again. No, in this case, the rules about the 10 minutes ID are the same in Brazil as in the US. As a matter of fact, most of Latin American countries sort of mimic the rules of the FCC in those regards. There are definitely differences, right? And I know we have a global organization like the International Telephone or Telegraph Union, the ITU, right? And YARU, they regulate all that basically in those zones, right? And we are in the Americas in the second zone. So that's all more or less under control, but there are differences. There are definitely differences, and there might be even larger difference between the Americas and Europe, which is zone one, I believe, right? So no major concerns on my end on that, but I just wanted to raise the point. So back to you, Wayne. This is PU2TLU.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. Next on my list is KK6. I think it's Tango Juliet Foxtrot. Is it Shang Lin? Go ahead.
Yes, this is KK6 TJF Shang Lin from Pasadena, California. My STF username is Shangriel. With regards to the discussion question, I pretty much agree with what everybody else has been saying about identify yourself to so the FCC can enforce its rules, and also other and know who's and every and the other operators can know who's on there. Yeah, this is KK6 TJF back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Shang Lin. Next on my list is KD5RYO, Christopher.
KD5RYO, Emerson, KD5RYO, Emerson, and Arkansas, no traffic.
Okay, Emerson, thank you for checking in. Say hi to your dad for us. Next on my list is DA3. I think it's Papa Yankee Charlie.
That was third party traffic.
Okay, perhaps that station dropped out. Let me go back real quick and see if BK6BQQ Reg, are you back with us?
KB9FJ, BK6BQQ. I guess you did call me, but I had some weird noises in the house, and it was my wife's phone. She lost it, so it was looking some weird things. But on Echolink, don't forget we are worldwide. And right now, for example, you got the FCC, the Industry Canada, and the ACMA. Plus now you're into Brazil, and also you're hooked up to the Worldwide Amateur Radio Group out of the UK. So we have a lot of networks hooked in here at the moment, so it's just good practice to identify either before and or after, so it doesn't take any longer to identify. But good topic, and all excellent. Thank you for having me. AB9. 89FJ, BK6BQQ, West Australia.
Okay, thank you, Rich. And unless anyone gets the wrong idea, you know, I'm not trying to say let's stop identifying. Identifying is a good thing. It's a courteous thing. And I'm only asking, what are the boundaries of the legal requirement? Just so that we're not doing it mindlessly, you know, so that we know why we're doing it and what purpose we're serving with it as far as satisfying the regulators. So, actually, just another anecdotal thing to mention about this, I have been using D-Star for many years, and a D-Star radio, you know, it's a digital voice mode, and every packet that my radio sends out contains my call sign in it, the same way an IP packet contains the IP address of the station that is sending it. So every transmission I make, even if I do not give my call sign is embedded in there. And I've been told that the FCC says, yeah, well, that satisfies our requirements. You've identified yourself. So,
man in the middle.
What I'm saying is,
man in the middle.
It's not black and white. So, and I'm just exploring the grayness in between. Next on my list is K5BOU, Ross.
Good evening, everyone on the net. This is K5BOU, Ross in Bel Air, Texas. My SDF username is Bullet. And every comment that I was going to make tonight has already been covered, so I'll just say 73 and K5BOU, turn it back to net.
Okay, thank you, Ross. Next, I have, my handwriting. It's my eyes, actually. The handwriting is fine, it's just my eyes are not. So, Kilo November 4, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo, Wally, I think. Okay, we'll come back and try again later. Next, I have KK6, Tango November Delta. Seth?
Yes, good afternoon here to the net. And this is Seth, KK6TND. And pretty much everyone has pretty much said everything I was going to say too, so I'll just go ahead and turn that back to the net. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Seth. Next we have W2, I think that's Juliet Lima Delta. John? Okay, we'll try again later. Next I have Kilo Golf 5, Yankee Mike Victor, I think. Is that Dallas in Oklahoma? Okay, let me quickly go back and see if the non-answerers have returned. DA3PYC. Okay, how about KN4BZR? WL2JLD. Oh, wait a minute, no, W2JLD. All right, are there any other stations that that I've missed or that wants to check in that I have not already acknowledged?
Victor Echo 7, Kilo India, back for dinner. Michael in Abbotsford, British Columbia.
Hi, Michael. Did you want to make a comment about our topic tonight?
Yeah, I might as well. I did put it in the text box down below. I ID almost after every set of conversations. when I'm talking to people for three reasons. One is I don't know the rules in the countries that I may be transmitting in. In this particular case, we are connected to the Whiskey Whiskey Alfa Romeo Golf link via HAM, so you can't see them on the list, the HAM conference, and that conference may or may not have RF going out in Great Britain at the time, so we don't know what their rules are. The second reason that I transmit my call sign at the end of conversations before I do my over is so that other people who may have just joined the channel recognize that the channel is a multinational or channel and people may be from other areas. And the third reason is to indicate my over rather than saying over at the end of my conversation, since I may not be coming back up to talk to anybody for a little while. However, when, say, Reg and I are talking in here, even though I know that there may be other people listening, but they're not joining in the conversation, then I will only ID every 10 to 20 minutes, as will Reg or some of the other people in the conversation. Canada rules, doesn't matter whether you're using a link or whether you're using anything else, you have to ID at the beginning and ending of every transmission slash conversation, and every 20 minutes. So. It's not up to the repeater to ID. It's up to the person who is licensed and using the repeater to ID here in the E7TA.
Okay, lots of interesting comments on the subject here. And I guess I should say one other thing. I'm not only not against IDing, I compulsively ID. I mean, have you ever caught yourself about to hang up on a phone call and you give your call sign instead of saying bye? I have. So, anyway, I just wanted to stir up some conversation here. Now, I see in the chat here in Echolink that W7AWN wants to recheck. So go ahead, W7AWN.
AB9FJW7AWN. Well, if you think about it, TechLink is a conference server, and so conference servers are normally connected into RF at some point. So we don't know for sure. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I run two nets on the World Conference server during the week, and those are all connected in through the World Conference server and IRLP9251. And they are transmitted over into several places around the world, believe it or not. And so we have to identify every 10 minutes, no matter what. And I do. I overdo it, and I know I overdo it. I catch you doing. You cut yourself on the phone doing that. I've done that before as well. As well as woken up in the middle of the night hearing code in my sleep. It happens. It happens when it's pounded into your head for hours at times. So, anyway, it's just good practice. That's all it is. Just good practice to keep it up and make sure that no matter what, that you do give your call sign every 10 minutes, and that you know as soon as you're done with your conversation to give your call sign at the very end. So, it's just good practice. It keeps you on your toes too as well. Anyway, that's about the only thing I really wanted to say. Thank you very much, Wayne. Everybody have a wonderful evening. W7AWN, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Phil. Yeah, I think we've had a good net tonight. Lots of interesting ideas. So I think I've run through the list here. Wait a minute, do it. No, we've got Michael there. Do we have anyone else who wants to recheck or a check-in that hasn't had a chance yet?
K5HU
and recheck, please. I think that was KF5HGU, Bob. Is that right? Go ahead.
That is correct. I happen to think something, and I know Michael would probably want to mention it. If someone brings in a link or a repeater into, say, TechLink, and they connect it, it's really not apropos to turn around and walk away from the computer. If you brought a link in, irregardless of what it is, then someone should be there to monitor the link, whether it be you or someone else that knows the link is brought in, and be able to enable or disable, depending upon the traffic that's done. So someone should be there to monitor the link that was brought into another conference server or another link. Have the administrative commands to mute it if it's necessary. That's another comment. K5HE, back to you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Bob. But just to make sure that I understand what you're talking about, do you mean like you know, we have a local repeater here in Champaign-Urbana, and it is EchoLink connected. So I could go over on that repeater and use touch tones to connect it to the TechLink conference. So is that the kind of situation where you're saying that if I do that, I should stick around and sort of monitor whatever traffic happens and not go away without disconnecting from the conference? Is that the kind of thing you're talking about?
Yes, sir. That is absolutely correct. Now, you don't necessarily have to be there, but someone needs to be there that is able to disconnect the conference that you connected to if there is a problem. So someone needs to be able to control the conference after it's connected. You just can't connect it and walk away. K5HE.
Yes, I agree with you. That's a simple courtesy, that you don't link a repeater to a conference and then walk away. Unless, I mean, we have some conferences, some situations here where we have like a network or something that's going on, and so somebody might bring up the link because the network is going to be taking place, and then rely on somebody else to take the link down after the net. But that's kind of not your standard situation there. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Do we have any other comments or check-ins for tonight's set?
Whiskey Zero, Tango Tango Yankee.
Okay, Stephen, go ahead.
Great topic, by the way. I think a lot of, especially new hams, have questions about things like that. And so one of the points brought up having to do with unknown links. You know, you might assume if you're using EchoLink that you're not going out on RF. It's always good to assume that you're going out on RF and just follow practices. Not to change the topic too much, but I was just going to mention that I finally got that nano spot that I had ordered from Micronode. And it arrived, last week, and as I told Hob C, the first thing I was going to do was open it up, because I was curious how it was put together on the inside. And essentially, the main component of it is the NanoPi Neo Air, which is, it doesn't make use of the camera for that, or the SD card interface, at least from a user point of view. And then it also has a heatsink on top of the CPU. But all of that goes onto a custom main board. So the NanoPi just serves as a daughter card that plugs into the main board. So I was looking at the main board, and that has your Wi-Fi antenna, which then couples with the NanoPi. And then it also has a RF antenna. And the construction's really, it's done really well. I know this is an expensive hotspot, but it's very well put together, and it's a lot smaller than I was expecting. The other thing that's nice about it is that when you first plug it in, it won't do anything with RF until you get into the Pi and configure your settings, putting your call sign, things like that. So I haven't got this thing going yet, but I'm looking forward to it. So if anybody else is interested in talking about it, I'd like to hear. W0TTY back to net. And thanks once again, Wayne, for doing a great net.
Okay, I'm not sure I was paying enough attention there. Did you say the nano spot or the nano node?
This is nano-spot, DMR, D-star, C4FM, and P25 Digital Hotspot by Micronode International.
Okay, thanks for the clarification there. I have a good, you know, like warm and fuzzy about Micronode because many years ago, when people who were interested in IRLP, there was kind of a learning curve. You really had to be ready to do some building and some tweaking to get an IRLP node working. And Micronode was one of the first, if not the only, outfit that was putting together turnkey IRLP systems for people who were a little bit challenged by the job of setting up an IRLP node. And that was years ago, like 10 years ago. So he's been around for a while. He's been doing some good work, and it's good to see that he's doing, you know, good work now on new stuff. So, so let's see. Do we have any more check-ins or additional comments tonight?
Hello, Delta 5, Romeo Yankee Oscar.
I lost my focus there. Yes, go ahead, Christopher.
Not to derail from Stephen's conversation about the Micronode, which I have been eagerly waiting for feedback on and watching the product webpage, but I simply wanted to break in before I had to leave for the evening and say thank you so much for taking over the net tonight, and wanted to apologize to everybody for dropping the ball on net control this evening. And we will get something set for next week. But yeah, thank you so much. You've done a great job, and I apologize for ambushing you with that. I'll say back to you, Net Control. This is KD5RYO.
I'm a little mystified by that. I mean, I fully expected that I would be the NC this week. I certainly do not begrudge you for not being prepared, because I assume that I would be the NC tonight. So, and that raises the question here. Christopher and I have been doing a tag team here lately, and it's working out pretty well. But it wouldn't hurt to have one or two more network control operators in a pool, so that there would always be somebody who's available. So if you're comfortable with being a net control, please contact me or W0TTY or use the SDF mailing list, the SDF ARC mailing list, to let us know that you want to join the team of NCs. If I can do it, anybody can. So it's not that hard. You just need to be able to suppress your stage fright and talk. But specifically to Chris, I do not bear any grudge or criticism. Like I said, I fully expected that this was my night, and so you're clear. So let's go back. Any more comments or check-ins? All right, one last call. This is last call for, not alcohol, but for check-ins, or if you have a comment or want to greet anybody, now's the time to do it.
Kilo India 7, Victor Alpha Foxtrot, Surprise, Arizona.
I'm not sure I caught that right. KI7BI... Yes, Victor India Foxtrot, correct me if I'm wrong.
Actually, you're close. Kilo India 7, Victor Alpha Foxtrot, KI7BAF, over.
Okay, KI7BAF, you have the floor. Tell us who you are. I think you said you're in Washington. And if you have an SDF user ID, go ahead.
I do not have an SDF user ID, just my call sign. My name is Dave. Surprise, Arizona, actually, where it's nice and warm right now. I don't know anything about this net other than the fact that I've just been listening for half hour or so. Where's it from? Over.
Okay. We kind of explained this at the very beginning of the net, but the net's gone on for 46 minutes now, so if you tuned in late, you missed it. So, in fact, let me back up here, and I can just read it right off of the script here. this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org. This is it's a public access Unix system. You can get a free user account. You can learn Unix, and we have a community on there. We have chat rooms. We have an internet radio station. If you always wanted to be a DJ, you can get yourself a slot on our radio station. You can, learn to program in various languages. If you don't know about Linux or Unix and you want to learn more, go ahead and give it a try.
I had to sell it, Wayne.
Okay, thank you for straightening that out for me. It was a real interesting conversation. I'll probably listen again for you guys and jump in again next week. But in the meantime, have a great week. KI7 EAF. I'm done, and good night.
Okay, yes, and I guess I should have also mentioned that this net is every week at 0 hours Zulu on Mondays. So we'll be back here, 7 days from now. Do we have any more check-ins or comments for tonight's net? This is Final Call. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's see, what is it here, 0048 hours, Zulu. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, out.
Out. Wayne, don't be out. Hey, Wayne.